Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Regular listeners to the Sunday Business Show know our next guest very well. Cavan and Dublin-based Sinead Brady is heading for her PhD in psychology, and that makes her brainy enough to have regular chats with about the psychology of both business and work. Today she is here to talk to us about presenteeism. That's when you're here, but you're not really there. You're at the meeting, but you're thinking whether you left the immersion on. You're sitting at your desk, but wishing you were sailing the seven seas. All of that dreaming is costly, though, because if you're not all there, well, it's costing either you or your employer, or even you as an employer. Research suggests that presenteeism costs businesses a whopping 1.5 billion euro a year. That's just in Ireland. And Sinead Brady is going to tell us a couple of simple steps to save all of that money. 1.5 billion, Sinead, please save it for me now.
Conal, you never ask easy questions off me, but I'm always game for a challenge. Yeah, presenteeism, everyone's aware of what absenteeism is, but not always what presenteeism is, but we all do it. And it's been physically present, but psychologically absent. So it might be that you're actually...
So what did you say?
Conal is not listening to me this morning. So it's been physically present but psychologically absent, and it's for a range of different reasons. So the piece that you've been talking about is kind of like your mind is a million miles away, you're scanning Facebook, you're thinking about your next holiday, you know, you're doing everything but the work that you should be doing. And that's the one piece that's costing a lot of money, and that's kind of the shallow work that we're all doing. We're scanning through emails, we're looking at social media, so on and so forth. And then you've got the other piece, which is people that are dealing with chronic illnesses like back pain or asthma or allergies or the whole range of different things that are stress, migraines, etc. And while they're in work and they're there, they're not actually able to be there. So there's two different types of presenteeism, but the outcome is exactly the same from both. There's a lack of productivity and a lack of output. So sometimes we kind of get lost in the notion of productivity, but we actually have to look at what's the output of the busyness or the output of the productivity. So I suppose there's a couple of things that everyone can do. And it comes back to what me and you always talk about and what we frequently talk about, the 21st century workplace, the future of work, and how change is the new permanent, and we have to embrace change and we have to think about things differently. So we all know when you go to work, you want to feel appreciated. You want to feel like there's meaning in your work. You want to feel like the people around you know who you are, care about you, and you want to feel that there's some kind of level of flexibility and respect for you and who you are. So a couple of the really simple things that we can do is, as a boss, for example, or as an employer, make sure that your employees are taking their lunch break. So if you happen to walk around the office and you notice that your employees are sitting at their desk at lunchtime, put your hand on their shoulder, stand beside them and say, have you taken your lunch?
Get out.
Go for a walk.
Get out.
Literally.
Send put them the for fear lunch. Of God in them.
But practice what you preach. So it has to be top up. And it has to be bottom up and top down. Always, yeah.
What does lunch mean?
So lunch means, depends on where I am. So if I'm at home in Cavan, I will go down to the kitchen because my office is house-based, home-based.
Say that word again. Cavan.
Yeah, Cavan, because it's close to Navan. You've been slagging me about that already. But I'll go for lunch. Usually Alan will come home, my husband, and we'll have lunch together. If I'm in Dublin, I will come out from the office, I'll go for a walk, pick up lunch, and I'll spend 15 or 20 minutes having a walk, pick up lunch, come back, sit down and have it.
It rains a lot.
It does rain a lot, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you won't melt if you go out in the rain, Conal. So, you know, umbrella up, wellies on, whatever it is, and go for a stroll.
And what difference does it make?
It makes such a difference. So, for example, we know that our endorphin levels raise. We know that the serotonin in our system, everything changes when you get some fresh air, when you change perspective. Correct. And it doesn't necessarily have to be at lunchtime. You know, you could walk up and down the stairs if there's a stairs in your office. You could decide that when you're on the phone, you're going to physically move. So there's a couple of different things that you can do. Just very, very simple things that involve taking your break, having a coffee. When you're having a coffee at 11 o'clock or at 3 o'clock or whatever it is, when was the last time you spoke to somebody in your workplace about something that they enjoy or like? You know, so what do you know about the people that you spend most of your day with? And some of these things create the meaning in the workplace. It's the culture.
And the boss will come over, hand on your shoulder, say, get back to work.
And then that's where the boss needs to check in a little bit with themselves. And I think everybody has a responsibility in the workplace to be fair to each other, to be respectful to each other. And the boss as well needs that little bit of, oh, you know, how was your weekend?
Oh, and that's the creepy stuff. That's what everybody hates when the boss comes over and says, hello, Sinead. Oh, how are you for the weekend?
Well, Conal, you see, it depends on the type of boss you have. But you know, for the most part, even when we come in up here this morning, there's a cup of tea, there's a coffee in the green room, there's water, there's a bit of a chat and there's banter. And you need that. But that makes this show what it is. It's because people...
That's Team SBS.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. It's about actually sharing a space, sharing a culture, sharing conversations and understanding what other people need. So, for example, I often suggest to workplaces that they operate with a traffic light system. And it's a very simple prospect. So you have red, green and orange zones. And when you're in a red zone, that means please don't kind of interrupt me. I am doing my best to get through some work. When you're in a green zone, you're up for coffee, you're up for a chat, you're up for some conversation. So let's start to look at workplaces like places that we have conversations, that people are there because they want to be there. People are there because they're in a shared space and people really want to be productive. People want to go to work. And that's one of the things that I deal with in practice all of the time, is people not feeling that there's meaning in their job, that they're not being productive, that they're at work but they don't feel like they should be there. So it has to be a bottom-up and a top-down conversation. The boss needs to go for work. The staff needs to go for lunch. There needs to be this notion that if I am sick, I cannot work through the flu or the cold.
And this is very important. Keep talking, because this is something that we think, well, certainly it's a very macho thing.
Yes.
Turn up for work.
Turn up for work. It doesn't matter if you drag yourself there. If you are not well, if you have a stomach bug, if you have the flu, if you have the cold, A, it's not doing you any favours. We know that if you come to work 2 days in a row sick, the likelihood of you taking 2 weeks off 2 months down the road due to sickness is increased by 50%.
And the numbers are showing that.
And the numbers are showing that.
Research Say that number
that.
Again.
So if you come to work 2 days in a row with something like the flu or the cold and you recover, your recovery is not absolute. So we know that within 2 months, the likelihood of you taking 2 weeks is 50% greater. So if you are sick, you may not be able to be in work, but you might be able to do some of the functions like reply to emails or whatever it is. You could do that from home. You don't need to be in the workplace to do that. And if you're showing that you're trying your best and that, yes, you are sick, but that you're willing to email or whatever it is. Now, if you're genuinely unable to do anything, that should be okay too. And I know that when you come back to work, there's this like stack of work to be done. We all have that.
Particularly hundreds and hundreds of emails.
Hundreds and hundreds of emails and lots of things that you have to do. But the bottom line is, when you are sick, you need to be off. Being in the workplace, running in and out, you know, to get sick or whatever it is not good for anybody, and it spreads infection. So your boss, you and your boss, whoever's in the workplace, it's about the boss saying, look, I'm not able to work today. But there's other things, Conal, as well. We have to start having conversations around, you know, I'd really like to be able to go to football practice for my daughter, but I'll do the 2 hours work in the evening time if I can get off early to do that. Or so we have to open up a conversation around flexibility. This is the 21st century workplace, Conal, and we need to change how we think about things.
And we're going to have you back again to talk about flexibility, because we have run out of time. But you better tell the world where they will find you.
Yes, so you'll find me on acareertolove.com.
Don't run your words into each other.
Thank you, Conal. At acareertolove.com. The website is under construction, but you can sign up to the newsletter. And I'm running two courses.
Why haven't you put up your website? Terry Morris. I told you about Terry Morris, who is also Team SBS, is brilliant. T-E-R-I. Terry Morris will get your website up and running in half an hour.
Yeah. She's
brilliant.
She's wonderful. I'm working with Mac Digital, so they're
Terry Morris.
Terry Morris is the lady.
Team SBS.
From Team SBS. But if you go on to my Facebook or my Twitter, you'll find I'm running a course for managing your career in a time of change.
God, we got it out.
One on the 26th of September, which is a half day kind of think tank, but you get a really good timeline and whatever.
Is
in that
cluster thrust?
Oh, Conal. And then on the 28th, I'm running the same workshop, but it includes a follow-up session with me at the end of the timeline for all of the things that you have to do. So one is the workshop on its own, and then on the Thursday I run it for day long, plus you get the follow-up with me. So everything's on my Facebook, Eventbrite, but I'm a career to love.
And of course, if you can't get Sinead Brady on her Facebook or wherever, you'll find her on the Sunday Business Show very
Always.
Regularly. Sinead Brady, thank you very much. We have to take a quick ad break, after which we will be talking about school bags that do good in Vietnam. How about that?
Wonderful.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.